Congress will have to try again to pass a bill to reform the nation's intelligence services. Over the weekend, the House of Representatives called off a vote on the measure after two powerful committee chairmen refused to sign on. President Bush said he's disappointed the bill didn't pass, and he promised to work further on the issue. NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Schorr says the president should take a lesson from the fate of intelligence reform.
President Bush likes to brag about the capital he's piled up. That's capital with an A. On capital with an O, he hasn't been doing too well lately. You would think that after his re-election victory, the president would have smooth sailing with a Congress completely under Republican control. But he's just suffered a big black eye on intelligence reform, administered by a couple of fellows named Duncan Hunter and James Sensenbrenner. They managed to block a House vote on the Senate-passed bill on Saturday. Hunter of California and Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin are chairmen of the Armed Services and Judiciary Committees, respectively. But that is not where their extraordinary power came from. They were carrying water for the Pentagon, which has become a government unto itself where defense is concerned. The bill represented a diluted version of the central recommendation of the 9/11 Commission. It would establish a national intelligence director with cabinet rank, centralizing authority over the CIA and all other intelligence agencies and their budgets. Most of the $40 billion currently spent for intelligence goes to defense agencies, and the Pentagon wants to keep it that way. The military argues that centralizing intelligence collection and dissemination may risk information getting to the front lines too late, and so they fought the bill tooth, nail, and lobby. You might think that a proposal responding to the unanimous recommendation of the 9/11 Commission and the 9/11 families whose pressure forced creation of that commission would have considerable clout in the White House and in Congress. But never underestimate the power of Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and his deputy Paul Wolfowitz. They have shown their power before in setting up their own Iraq intelligence unit before the invasion and ignoring the State Department's proposals for occupation and rehabilitation after the invasion. In Santiago, Chile yesterday, the president said he would work to get an intelligence bill passed after he returns, presumably in a form diluted enough to pass muster with the defense establishment. This is Daniel Schorr.